But the real problem comes up with sort of the bigger vision. The bigger vision is that literally every single physical object manufactured on Earth and every manufacturing plant around the globe would be equipped with one of these tiny, what we call spy tags,
all
or
right,
spy chips. And that particular item, once you've bought it, let's imagine for a minute, George, that you've got one of these pressed into the sole of your shoe. It may be helpful for them to know when the shoe got into the Foot Locker store or the Walmart store or the, you know, Payless or whatever shoe store a person goes into to buy that pair of shoes. But once you buy the pair of shoes, you now become trackable, particularly because these tags contain unique ID numbers. What few people realize today, when you go into a retail store and you make a purchase, if you pay with anything other than cash, if you pay with a credit card, you use an ATM card, you write a check, that company, that store, is recording information about who you are and what you bought. If you have a tiny tracking device in your shoe, then on the whole planet, let's say that tiny tag contains unique ID number 308247, etc. On the whole planet, the only item authorized to transmit that particular number using these RFID tags is your shoe. So if I can capture your information, and I know that George Norrie bought that pair of, you know, size whatever men's running shoes, and I can put that into a database, at that point I can use floor readers, I can use readers in floor mats, under floor tiles, in carpeting, doorway readers, really any place on the globe. And any place that I can pick up unique ID number 308247, et cetera, I have a pretty good bet that George Norrie just walked through that doorway.
Instead of where's Waldo, it'll be where's George, huh?
Absolutely. In fact, where's everybody?
Would they do this?
Well, there's already been talk about doing this. Depends on who you ask. If you ask the supply chain guys, I mean, they've got their nose buried in the books to try to figure out, like I said, how to move things from point A to point B. But if you talk to the marketing folks, and by the way, as you mentioned in the introduction, I've got a degree in marketing, so this is a field I follow very closely. If you talk to the marketing folks, they love this because what it means, do you remember Minority Report a few years back? You had Tom Cruise walking through the mall, and you had the billboard sort of interactively talking,
yes, talking directly to him.
That's exactly right. And they said, hey, how about some tank tops to go with, you know, your shorts you bought on your last visit here? That's why the marketing people are just salivating over this, because if they can identify everything you're wearing and carrying, if they can frisk the contents of your pockets, if they can know how much you paid for your sweater or what color and size of underwear you're wearing even, they can use that information to tailor marketing messages to you and to try to sell you.
Is it all about the money, Catherine, or is it about control and privacy?
Well, now, see, that depends on who you ask. If you ask the marketing people, it's definitely about money. This is a huge opportunity for them to identify new markets and to try to,
exploit,
they call it, tailor their marketing, yeah, message to the public. If you ask the government, on the other hand, then it starts getting a little bit scarier, because the government is, you know, clearly with all the security issues going on right now, our government has gotten very active in wanting to know pretty much everything everybody does. And so when you start looking at government involvement, they would love to be able to, you know, overzealous law enforcement officials would love to be able to track and monitor everywhere people go, everything they do. I was sitting in a meeting, actually with a lunch at a conference where I spoke last year, and one gentleman with a pretty major company that I won't name was boasting about how his company was in talks with government officials, and what they were telling his company they want to be able to do is to scan the people in cars as they drive under freeway underpasses right through their cars. And, you know, so, for example, right now they have cameras that you can take pictures of the,
mm-hmm,
license plate, and you can get a pretty good sense of who the cars are. But they actually wanted to be able to identify the people in the cars. And the way he was describing this is they were looking for a way to power up driver's licenses, possibly even putting some form of battery on them,
oh,
so
my,
that they would be like transmission beacons.
No matter where you went.
Absolutely. And he was saying that they're talking about putting these literally in the freeway overpasses, so as cars go zipping by at 60 miles an hour, everyone in that car, unbeknownst to them, presumably, would be beaming out their identity. And so that would enable the government to keep tabs on where people are.
What if somebody stole my shoes that had these chips in it and went and robbed a bank or killed somebody?
Well, shoes may may not be. Shoes are a pretty good example of tracking you specifically, because it would probably be hard for somebody else to wear your shoes, although they could put them in a backpack and carry them.
Yeah, I mean, how do you know they're on someone's feet, for crying out loud?
Yeah, and now you get into sort of the third group. We've identified marketers and government as two folks who are, you know, chomping at the bit to use this. Criminals, believe me, are going to be lining up to get these reader devices and to, you know, devote all of their creativity, as they do with any other technology as it comes out, to figure out how to use this to capitalize on it. So, yeah, if you wanted to frame somebody, it'd be a simple matter to either obtain some things that belong to them or capture the numbers off some things that belong to them, reprogram your own tags with those numbers, and go and commit your crime. Or in another case that I'll often talk about, you know, if some litter falls off the garbage truck by the side of the road, you know, the litter police could come by, scan that piece of garbage, get its unique ID number, cross-reference it with a purchase database, and you get a littering ticket at the mail, because that's clearly your garbage lying by the side of the road.
Gosh, I see a movie here, Catherine, not only with the RFID tags, somebody steals people's DNA, like here, and things like that, and plants it at scenes of crimes. I wonder if one's been done like that. Yeah.
Definitely the world is ripe for several movies on these topics, because we're living in the sci-fi era.
Are there any abuses of this system right now?
We've already encountered several of them. I'd say probably the first shot across the bow in the privacy wars in this, and believe me, this is an extremely controversial technology, and there has been quietly behind the scenes a pretty major war brewing over this from the privacy perspective. And our first inkling that this was actually being released into the real world was when Gillette, now remember Gillette back in 1999 provided the seed money and the capital to start this whole thing. And Gillette made an announcement that, this was an internal announcement to other businesses, that they were buying 500 million of these tags, that's 500 million of these tags, from a company, believe it or not, called Alien Technology.
They can't be all bad.
You couldn't make it up. By the way, there's another RFID tag manufacturing company called Matrix. So it's almost like they're rubbing our noses in it.
I love it, yeah.
So they put in a purchase order for 500 million of these tags from Alien Technology and began experimenting on shoppers, on real people with these tags without telling anybody that.
So they put them in their products.
They did. They put them in Mach 3 razor blades. There was talk that they were also putting them in women's Venus shavers. But what they did, they put them, George, in the packaging, and then they rigged up these, what they call smart shelves, what we call spy shelves. They rigged up the shelves because the thing about this technology, it not only lets you hone in on the location of something or identify who owns something, but it also lets you tell if that something is moved, if that something is jostled. It lets you keep track of all sorts of
things. Why do they want to know that?
Well, they wanted to know when people were picking up their products from the shelf so they could have a little tiny hidden camera take those people's picture. They literally took a mugshot of everyone's face as they picked up Mach 3 razor products. This was at a store in England, and also, we believe, at a store in Brockton, Massachusetts.